Hey, greetings, everybody. It's your brother, Tupo, snowparish.com, John 424 Radio. Hey, want to bring you a teaching today, and I think you'll find this one rather interesting. We're talking about Adam did not sin over love. Adam did not sin over love. Have you heard about this false theology that has been around for quite a while? The idea is that Adam fell into sin, and it was because of his love for Eve, and to remain with Eve, that's why he sinned. And then they have this stretching and this pulling where they compare the love of Adam for his bride to Jesus and his love for his bride. Have you heard about this before? Let's talk about this. I'm inside a store. If you hear some noise going on, that's why. So these false teachers, they make a huge point out of this love of Adam, and they say that's why he sinned, love for his wife. And they say he deliberately chose to sin against God to stay and be with her. That's what they say. And again, the real crux of this is they compare it to Jesus' love for the body of Christ, the ecclesia. And I'm just going to tell you that after looking into this and testing it to Scripture, I find this is baseless heresy, just not true. They go so far as to say, to try to teach this, I recently heard a false teacher say, he said, when God asked Adam what happened, Adam said, "The woman that you gave me," and he pleaded like Adam was saying, "The woman that you gave me that I wanted to be with gave it to me. That's why I ate it, because I want to be with her." And he added all these extra words added to God's word, dangerous thing. But that's not what the text says. We're going to see in a minute. It doesn't teach that at all. And then this false teacher said, "I find it interesting at the beginning of Genesis 4, verse 1, that Adam knew his wife." So he said they have sex together. And he makes it sound like as soon as God threw Adam out of the garden, he was having sex with his wife. And that's what it was all about, being with his wife, his lust and desire for his wife. That's not what the scriptures show us at all, that it wasn't about love for Eve. It wasn't about lust that he sinned. We're going to read the text here in a minute. And they keep focusing this concept on this idea that the same kind of love that took man into the fall is the same kind of love that redeemed us through Christ. It's what they keep talking about. And it just isn't true. It's baseless. It's not a good comparison. I'm going to prove it to you, right? So let's look at the text. Genesis 3, 7 through 13. "And the eyes of them both were open, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves aprons. And they heard the voice of the Lord talking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of God amongst the trees of the garden. And the Lord God called unto Adam and said unto him, 'Where art thou?' And he said, 'I heard thy voice in the garden. I was afraid because I was naked and I hid myself.' And he said, 'Who told thee that thou wast naked? Thou hast eaten of the tree of good, whereof I commanded thee that thou shouldn't eat, should not eat.' And the man said," here's the key, "'The woman whom thou gavest to be with me, she gave me of the tree, and I did eat. And the Lord said unto the woman, What is this that thou hast done?'" So if you just have a clear, simple reading of that text, this doesn't show that Adam's love and lust and desire to be with Eve was at play here. Not at all. It shows that Adam willfully rebelled against God and ate the fruit that Eve gave him. How do we know he willfully rebelled? Well, Genesis 2:16, long before Eve comes along, the Bible says this, "And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, Of every tree of the garden thou mayest eat freely, but of the tree of knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it, for in that day thou shalt eat of it, thou shalt surely die." So Adam knew exactly what was on the line, and Adam purposely chose to sin against God, as did Eve. And to say anything else is twisting, taking away, adding, whatever you want to call it, to God's word. So we have to be very, very careful. When we're studying the word of God, we're not adding, taking away, we're not twisting. So let me look at, in this teaching, I want to talk about what I think is really the most dangerous part of this theology. Not even that they're saying that Adam died, Adam chose to die, go into death for Eve because of love. That's just heresy. Here's where I think is the most dangerous part. They make dangerous comparisons of Adam and Christ. And I think that's bordering on heresy, maybe blasphemy, to go too deep in the comparisons. They start doing this because the Bible refers to Christ as an Adam. 1 Corinthians 15:45, Paul says, "And so it is written, the first man, Adam, was made a living soul, and the last Adam was made a quickening spirit." So they'll say, see, Adam and Christ, see the comparison? Then they start making all these crazy comparisons to like make it like they're close to each other or the same as each other, or this desire to be with their bride somehow draws them together. But that just isn't true, and I'm going to prove it to you. In fact, I'm going to prove to you that they're opposites, not alike. I think there's only one major thing Adam had in common with Christ. Ready? I mean, obviously, God created him, but Christ has always been. There's other similar things, but a main thing that they have in common. We know Christ was not created. Christ is the creator God. Main thing that they have in common, ready? Adam was the physical head over all of mankind because he was the first. Christ is the spiritual head of mankind because he is the Son. We know the Son and the Father are one, and we know he's the spiritual head over all of mankind. 1 Corinthians 11 tells us that. So that's about the closest comparison that we have, all right? And I think they have very little in common, and I'm going to give you some examples here. Ready? Let me tell you why I think they're opposites, not comparisons. Ready? We should not compare Adam to Christ in great depth because they're opposites. Ready? Here we go. Adam rebelled against God. Jesus obeyed perfectly. Adam saw temptation and fell. Jesus knew temptation and never fell. Adam could have warned Eve as a true love for his bride. He didn't. He went into death with her. Jesus always calls his bride out of sin, out of death, brings us to life. That's true love. Adam blamed Eve and said, "Hey, the woman you gave me did this." Jesus looked at those doing wicked things to him and said, "Father, forgive them, they know not what they do." Adam chose death in disobedience towards God. Jesus chose death in obedience to God. How about Adam perverted? Adam's perverted love allowed his bride into sin and death. Christ's love for his bride calls us out of sin and out of death to life. Amen? How about Adam chose to die for no good reason? But Jesus said, "No greater love than to die for another," but Jesus died for an eternal, good, and glorious reason. You see the comparisons, they're really opposites. Are you really compared when you're opposites? No, I don't think so. Not by a stretch. So don't let these false teachers use comparisons of Adam and Jesus so far that they demean Christ, and they try to use this love for a bride and try to draw it together, but it just doesn't work in Scripture. And these false men will also say, well, Eve was deceived. She was the deceived one. And Adam just went along because of his love. Well, again, that isn't true. Scripture doesn't show it. Here's where they get the Eve is deceived. 1 Timothy 2:14. "And Adam was not deceived, but the woman was deceived, was in the transgression." All right. So the reason he said that Eve was deceived, Eve says it herself. Genesis 3. It says, "And the woman said, the serpent beguiled me, and I did eat." So what you see is, you see that Eve was directly deceived by Satan. Adam just went along with it. He wasn't deceived. He went along with it. So think about that. Now, Eve did know better. She said, God said not to eat, but she was directly deceived by Satan. Was she not? She was deceived by Satan. Adam clearly was there. We can see it in Scripture. It says her husband that was with her, She gave the fruit. He knew better. He did nothing to stop her. He went along with it. And that's why God tossed them both out of the garden. So he wasn't deceived. Eve was the deceived one, per Paul, and she also admitted it. Adam was rebellious and in sin. Period. That's it. You can't cut it any other way if you just read Scripture simply. So per Scripture, it wasn't just to be with Eve out of his love and desire for her. No evidence in Scripture points to that whatsoever. Again, Adam clearly rebelled against God, and as you and I have rebelled against God, and the fall of man began when Adam did that. It's a romanticized idea, I think, to believe that Adam chose to die for his bride like Jesus chose to die for his bride. Totally different reasons, totally opposites, not comparable. It's corrupt heresy, or corruption and heresy. It's bad false teaching, or it's false teaching, period. And to compare a fallen man like Adam to a perfect, holy, obedient Savior in Christ. Let me give you a few more points that really will drive this home. I contend Jesus is the opposite of Adam in many ways, and comparisons to him just don't work. Ready? Adam ate to death, right? He ate that fruit to death. Jesus ate to give us life. Go look at Matthew 26, the Lord's Supper. Eat of this bread and drink of this wine, my body and my blood. How about, we talked about it, Adam fell to temptation. Jesus beat temptation. Luke 22:42, right? How about Adam tasted death from a tree, right? The fruit came off a tree. Jesus tasted death on a tree. He wasn't crucified on a cross. He was crucified on a tree or a stake, because Deuteronomy in Galatians 3:13 says, Jesus became a curse for us. My next one is that point. Adam brought a curse. Jesus became a curse. Galatians 3:13. How about Adam hid his face from God when he sinned? Jesus cried out on the cross, why hast thou forsaken me, when the Father turned away because of the sin of the world being taken on upon him. You see these comparisons, and there's a lot more that are opposites. They're not really comparisons at all. They're comparing you to show, comparing them to show you they're opposites, and they're not alike in very many ways at all. In the end, our Savior Christ, Messiah, Yeshua, salvation, brings life. Adam, as a fallen man, brought death into the world. Did he not? He did. So I hope you can see this twisted idea that marital love or lust or desire for his wife, Adam, fell into sin, chose sin, and then they try to compare it how Jesus loves the body. Again, they say the same kind of love that took the world into sin has now saved the world. That sounds so romanticized, but it's not the same kind of love at all. Adam and Eve did not have the proper love for God. They did not have the proper love for each other. Jesus had perfect love for the Father and perfect love for the bride. You see the difference? I hope you do. All of this is just plain old heresy that needs to be rejected. It's the doctrines of men. And as Brother Paul said in Colossians 2:8, beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. Yeah, don't be deceived by the false ways of man and man-made religion and all their theology around us. Test everything to Scripture. Go test what I've told you to Scripture, and I think you'll be blessed by it. You can throw this heresy out the window. No good comparisons, very deep, will show you that Adam and Christ are the same. Our Savior is very, very different, glorious, perfect, and he did his work perfectly for us. I hope that's a blessing to you. Thank you for listening to this teaching. We just got done street preaching today at a farmer's market. It was awesome. You can check out the audios and the videos that we posted. God keeps using us wherever we go, and he keeps sending people in our path. Preach the gospel. Make disciples, teaching them to obey everything he's commanded. Go to don'tperish.com. test yourself to the gospel. Check out all the resources, adding to it every day on our Van Dweller's Preaching Christ journal. We love you all in the Lord. Till next time, the Lord lets me come and bring more teaching, more verse by verse, more videos, all the glorious things I get to do. We love you all in Christ's name. May God be praised.